episode 80.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we try to get something good out of something incredibly tragic. It's a very unusual episode right here on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burn inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
All right. Hey, everybody. How is everyone doing? This is going to be a very unusual episode. If you're joining me for the very, very first time, normally we talk about things that are directly related to internet marketing. Well, the truth of the matter is a lot of the times we talk about the crazy stuff that's going on in my life and internet marketing. But for today's episode, we are going to talk about an incredibly tragic event that happened not too far outside the realm of my direct life. And we're going to see if we can try and find some good to come out of that. So I have a crazy story to tell you. It's incredibly tragic. It's not very directly related to internet marketing. This is very unusual for this show, but I promise you, at the end of the story, we're going to break it down and I'm going to tie it back into internet marketing. So if you can hang on long enough to hear this crazy story, then I'm sure you will find a little something that you can get out of this. I am from a really, really, really large Italian family. My mother's maiden name is Leonetti, which is way big time Italian. And she has two Italian parents, and their parents, my great grandparents, came over from Italy as immigrants, as a lot of people have done in this country. In fact, this great country, the United States of America, was built by immigrants, which really brings into context a lot of this immigration discussion in the news. And my great-grandparents were such immigrants, came over. And in fact, my grandmother's parents were sharecroppers for a while. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the great American story, selling vegetables out of the back of a truck and at the farmer's market, you know, the whole deal, just like you learn about in school, just like you read in the history books. In fact, my grandfather's father, you can go to Ellis Island, and we have done this. My brother has gone to Ellis Island and found the documentation for these people coming over. So we have this big Italian family, mostly centered in Houston. And for those of you that haven't been around many Italian families tend to be really close. This means that major holidays, everybody crams into somebody's house and everybody brings food, and there might be 50 people there. So that means there might be, I don't know, 30 covered dishes and more food than you can eat. And interestingly, even on traditional holidays like Thanksgiving, where there's going to be turkey, there's all kinds of Italian food, which is really awesome. And that's going to include things like lasagna and other kinds of yummy, great, awesome stuff. So I used to go to these family events when I was a little kid. All the kids would play together, and cousins and second cousins and extended family members and people that you saw two or three times a year would gather together, and we would play. And like kids, it was almost like between one event and the other event, like kids do, it was like nothing, no time elapsed. We would just pick up right where we left off the last time. Really great stuff and an awesome way to grow up. If you haven't had this extended family experience, it's hard to explain, but you see people and then you don't see them again for months and months. And then you see them again and it's like no time elapsed and you just, it's like you just know them. It's really kind of cool. So I had these cousins and if you go to the show notes, you can see a picture of me at probably age 8. You can go to the show notes at latenightim.com/080. And you can see a picture of me and some of my cousins on one. It seems like it was a Friday night. You can see my little brother as a baby there and my mom's holding him. He's so small and I'm about 7 years old. There's almost 8 years or there's 8 years difference between me and my brother. And in that picture, you can see my cousin Donald. Now, Donald was an incredibly special young man. We didn't really know that then. I don't remember thinking Donald was anything other than a nice, cool kid. I mean, he was kind of normal. He was just a kid we played with, and his sister was cool, and we used to play, and we did stuff, and I kind of kept track of him, but these were distant, you know, second cousins once removed, and we saw each other at holidays, but they lived completely on the other side of town, and in Houston, which is like LA and other big cities, when you live on the other side of town from somebody, you might as well, you know, live in a different city, right? I mean, they live far away, so I didn't see him that much. I didn't really know Donald that well growing up, but we'd see him at these family events and we'd play. And eventually, Donald went to high school and just was always one of these fun, loving guys. But there was, you know, something special about Donald besides the fact that everybody seemed to like him. He was one of those guys that when he walked in a room, you know, everybody wanted to talk to him. He was an incredibly talented artist. And instead of going off to, you know, university on some pre-programmed plan like a lot of us did, I went to engineering school, so did my brother. Donald went to art school. And in art school, he developed this talent fundamentally for graphic design, but from what I understand, Donald's one of these guys where if you describe something to him, he could sketch it out and make your idea come alive. That's what they would say about Donald. And he met the love of his life in school. And they started a graphics business. And fundamentally, they focused on t-shirts. Now, as time went by, that business grew very big. And it's very interesting because there's a lot of interesting things about that business that I've learned in the last several weeks. Donald and his wife, Jennifer, built this business out in Fort Bend County, which is down the Southwest Freeway in Houston. And, you know, they grew it to a large size. Donald involved some of his friends and from high school in key roles in the business. And, you know, Donald was one of these guys when he was starting this business, you know, he's a lot like a lot of us. And I've heard these stories, you know, kind of in the last couple of weeks, but he's kind of like us. He had this business in high school at a video store, and he was incredibly loyal to the people who ran the video store, but he was doing this t-shirt thing at first on the side, and you know, he had to make a decision at some point about quitting the video store where he was a sales clerk and was pretty famous in the community apparently for his video recommendations and reviews, and he would help parents find material that was appropriate for their kids. And when it came time for him to decide, well, you know, should I grow this t-shirt business? One of the things Donald was concerned about was leaving his employer in a lurch. I mean, that's the kind of guy that he was, you know, worried about leaving this job at the video store. Anyway, he took those kind of principles of loyalty and customer satisfaction, and he built up this t-shirt business in Fort Bend County, Leonetti Graphics. Pretty good size business. served the community incredibly well. And, you know, it seems became really successful. I mean, successful in so many ways. Successful in financially, in the way that, you know, means that he could provide for his family and provide jobs in the community and grow an incredibly successful business. But also successful in the way that his business provided a service to people. And he had this t-shirt business, but he was helping people in a way that was a lot larger than the t-shirt business. He was serving the community by bringing people's ideas to life and making their events work and pushing their programs, whatever it was that they were trying to accomplish with a t-shirt. Donald was helping them accomplish that through Leonetti Graphics. Really, really great legacy of community service. In addition to that, Donald apparently was incredibly involved in church, not just financially, because he was a successful businessman, but also with his time and particularly with the youth programs at the church. He donated his time in addition to raising a family, in addition to building this successful business. Donald was helping build other people's families and help nurture other people's children. Really, really a great story. Now, Donald was a very successful guy, and he had a lot of friends. And one of the things that he liked to do, maybe I'm hearing more than almost anything from a recreational standpoint, is play poker. He was a really good poker player. And for those of you that don't live in Texas, I'll tell you that it is legal to play poker for money in Texas, as long as the house, the place where you're playing, doesn't take a cut. So if the house takes a cut, then it's a casino and that's illegal. But you and your friends can sit down at the kitchen table and play poker all you want, and you can play for money, and that's perfectly legal in the state of Texas. And Donald did this with his friends all the time. And one night, Donald was around one of these poker games that... In these poker games, I mean, these are successful businessmen. These poker games are pretty high stakes poker games. One night, Donald was around one of these poker games, and the poker game was hit by a couple of guys who had found out about the poker game and had intentions of robbing the people there. They knew there'd be a lot of money there because, after all, it was cash poker. And tragically, Donald was shot and killed. Just like that. He left the house one day. "Honey, I'm going to be out late." He was running some errands. He dropped by a poker game. Then he never came home. Now, you can imagine, in this tight-knit Italian family, this was incredibly, and continues to be, an incredibly devastating event. I mean, this is really almost unthinkable. Here is this larger than life guy, Donald Leonetti, who built a hugely successful business where he provided for his family, the families of people that worked at his business. He served his community. He made people's dreams come alive with his graphic designs. By the way, his business grew to extend way beyond t-shirts. He designed restaurants. He was working on a clothing line. I mean, this guy, in combination with his wife, Jennifer, and his team that he built there at Leonetti Graphics, was amazing. And, you know, from my perspective, it's just a shocking and tragic waste of life. I don't know all the details. I mean, this thing went down like the first 5 minutes of a bad episode of Law and Order, right? Where the bad guys come in, do something really bad, and the police spend the next 50 minutes trying to figure out what happened and bringing the bad guys to justice. And that's actually happening in Fort Bend County. And in fact, the Houston police just arrested a suspect on the north side of town. And it looks like there may be some justice served in this matter. Of course, that's not going to bring Donald back. Incredibly tragic event. So I got to thinking. I attended the funeral a week and a half ago. And if you are wondering how trying to get calibrated on what the impact of this man, Donald Leonetti, was on the Fort Bend County community in South Houston, 2,000 people showed up at both the funeral and the memorial service, or the memorial service and the visitation, rather, the night before. 2,000 people. And I tell you, it was really cool because Donald, as a graphics designer, you can imagine this happy-go-lucky guy who everybody was happy to see coming. I mean, this is Donald. You can see a picture of him on the show notes at latenightim.com/080. Donald was the kind of guy who didn't wear a suit and tie. He really didn't like that. And so the family, as cool as they are, they said, hey, everybody, as a tribute to Donald, wear a shirt that we made, that Leonetti Graphics made, that maybe Donald designed. If you've got one, wear that in blue jeans. And so this funeral service was full of hundreds, couple of thousand people wearing t-shirts and blue jeans that were made by Donald. And everywhere there were stories about Donald and how he had positively impacted someone's life or organization. It was said that he was the kind of guy who would come and sit down with you, whether you were the student body president at the high school or the leader at the cheerleading squad or a big local businessman. He treated everybody sort of the same, and he would listen to your ideas and just get out a pencil and sketch your idea and bring it to life. He had this magical talent, and he built this business around it. And so since this is so tragic, I thought there's nothing that Donald would want more than to try and get something out of this. So unexpected, really bad stuff happens. That's part of the world that we live in. And if you're interested in a religious perspective on how God can let something like this happen, I invite you to go to the show notes and look at the sermon that was given at the memorial service. This is one of the best sermons I've ever heard on this topic of how in the world can God let a bad thing like this happen to a good guy like Donald. Now, I'm not going to cover that here because this isn't a religious show. You guys know I am a man of faith, but I want to spend my time on some more practical, concrete things that I get out of this incredibly tragic event that I think will help you and your business. See, I promised you I'd bring this back around to internet marketing and your small business. Help you and your business and your family. The first thing I want to tell you about Donald that I didn't mention before is that Donald grew up in his household mostly with his mother as he was growing up. And his father figure, his role as he was growing up, his mentor was his Uncle Damon. And now everybody in my family loves Uncle Damon. Uncle Damon is one of these incredibly good-looking, tall, athletic, movie star kind of guys with a personality that, you know, everyone loves, and he's an incredibly successful businessman, and he was a mentor to Donald. And while I don't know all the details of all the things that Uncle Damon did for Donald, I know that in as far as advice and counseling and stuff like that, I know that Uncle Damon was an inspiration to Donald because he said that. And everybody that mentions the two in the same sentence says that. And I can tell you that Uncle Damon was a big part of my cousin Donald's enormous success as a mentor and role model. So that's my first takeaway from Donald's life that I know Donald would agree with. And that is that you need a mentor in your business or in your life or in your travels, as you go through life. You need someone that you can look up to, rely on, and get advice from. Now, if you're trying to start an internet business, that means you need someone that you can follow and trust and know and like. In your personal life, it means that you need to study people that you aspire to become. You need to find people in your community that you can latch on to, because when you follow those examples of people that are where you want to be or have qualities that you want to have or that have done things that you want to do, that gives you a really good roadmap on how to get there. And as a bonus, if you do it right, you can build amazing relationships on the way. So that's thing one that we can learn out of Donald's life, which is build relationships with mentors and people that can help show you the way and speed you along your course. As a person who's mentored a lot of people in my professional life, I can tell you that a lot of times the mentors themselves get even more out of that relationship than the mentees do. So don't be shy about seeking those mentors and latching on. The second thing I can tell you about that I thought about as a result of this incredible tragedy with Donald is that you need to have set yourself up with a partner that you can trust and that will have your back when bad stuff goes down. And I can tell you, Donald's wife, Jenny, is amazing. I was at their wedding, 22 years ago, and I remember thinking that she was amazing then. And after seeing her through this tragedy, I think she's even more amazing than anyone ever expected. This woman is a rock. You need to have the kind of people around you in your life that are going to have your back whenever something crazy happens. And Jenny is certainly one of those people. Now, Donald's surrounded by those people. His business is built on friendships, and he's got his best friend from high school in the mix, Paul, who gave an amazing eulogy, which is also in the show notes at latenightim.com/080. If you want to learn more about Donald, Paul's testimonial or eulogy at the memorial service is really amazing. So surround yourself with people that will support you and have your back, but also make sure that, and this is thing three, make sure that as you're building this solo entrepreneur business, that you've got it structured in a way that when tragedy strikes, you're prepared. Your family is prepared. Everything is the way it needs to be, because, you know, I don't know very much, hardly at all, about Donald's financial situation or the way he structures his business. But my understanding is the business was properly structured so that in the event that something happened to Donald or Jenny, that things kept going and everything was fine. For you, that means some practical things like make sure that you've reviewed your insurance situation, that you understand what happens if you disappear, and some practical things like if you've got this internet business, it's almost all online. How are the people that are coming behind you after you're gone going to access those accounts, going to sell those websites, going to get money? Who's going to help them? Who's going to help them get the affiliate commissions that are due to them in this business? How is someone going to extract the value out of this business for your family? And maybe that's as simple as making a spreadsheet of all the information someone would need to know if you disappeared and giving it to your spouse. But somehow the third item is you need to make some preparations for in case something weird happens, because we live in a world, as tragic as it is, where bad things happen to good people. And so you need to be prepared in case something like that happens in your life. Now, here's the fourth thing that I think you can take away from Donald's amazing life that you can apply to your business. And that is simply to be of service. You know, a lot of times I talk about the only way you can build a real business is to actually add value. You can't get something for nothing. And if your business doesn't add some sort of value, it's not a real business and it won't last. In Donald's case, you might be saying, well, all the guy did was make t-shirts. Now, I've told you the business was a lot bigger than that, but you know, primarily, certainly at the start and primarily first and foremost, it's a t-shirt business. And you might, if you were a t-shirt guy, you might say, well, what in the world can a t-shirt guy do to add value? I buy the t-shirts as a t-shirt guy. I print some silly stuff that doesn't matter on the t-shirts. I add some profit margin on top of that and I sell the t-shirts. And I'm telling you, if that's your way that you think about business, where the value exchange is limited to the product and the money, you're really missing the point. Donald's business involved t-shirts, but really what Donald was doing was enabling people to realize whatever goals they were seeking, right? If he was making a prom t-shirt, he was helping students build a memory that would last him a lifetime. If he was making t-shirts for the fire department, what he was really doing is building camaraderie among a bunch of guys who put their lives on the line every day for people in the community. And he did it with according to all accounts, amazing numbers of accounts, he did it in a way that really demonstrated how much he cared about the people he was serving and about the mission that they were trying to accomplish. He enabled people's dreams with these t-shirts. And so the point of that is, as a t-shirt guy, he was much more than a t-shirt guy. And his team at Leonetti Graphics had an impact on the community that was much more than just making t-shirts. And apparently that prosperity that he gained from making t-shirts and enable those dreams, he also used that prosperity to help people in the community as well. So that's the fifth thing. Once you've built this business and you've added value by serving people, making their dreams come true, and you become prosperous, do something good with that prosperity. You know, there are a lot of people out there that will criticize you for making money. And they, you know, people have all kinds of weird attitudes about money. People think that people who make money are bad. People think they don't deserve to make money. There's all kinds of limiting beliefs around money. But the truth of the matter is, the more money you make, the more people you can help. And if you've got confused ideas on this issue and you feel guilty about making money in your business, or you're not sure you have the right motivation in your business, you should go read a book by a rabbi that I've read. I cannot remember this guy's name. The name of the book is called Thou Shall Prosper. I'll put a link to it in the show notes over at latenightim/080. Thou Shall Prosper is a sort of a semi-religious look at why it's okay to be prosperous and what you can do if you are. And I think being prosperous and paying back the community and helping, that's one of the highest things that you can do. And if you think back, the great men, Carnegie, these great philanthropists, even Bill Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates, their real legacy is not so much being captains of industry as it is the good that they do for people around them. So that's the fifth thing, is pay back the community with your prosperity. So then I'll leave you with the sixth thing. If Donald can do amazing things, so can you. Okay. I mean, this is a, you know, Donald had a talent. We all have some kind of talent. You may not even know what it is, but Donald's talent was he could draw. But I want you to imagine what we're talking about here. This is a kid who could draw. He knew that in high school. He was working at a video store, and I imagine that he knew he was good with people as well. And when he wasn't working at the video store, he was pounding the pavement trying to get this graphics business on, you know, going. He was doing freelance work for print shops and you know, trying to make things happen. And when he had so much freelance work that he couldn't afford to work at the video store anymore, he started the business. He had a great mentor in Uncle Damon. He grew the thing. He involved his family. Met his wife. She's, you know, runs half the business. Involved his friends from high school. Built up this thing. Bought a fire station. I didn't tell you guys that part. The Leonetti Graphics is in the old Missouri City fire station. It's really a cool looking building, by the way. And he built up this business over, I don't know, he started back in about 92 and built this business up over, what, 20 years into something really substantial that impacts people's lives. The only special thing about Donald, besides his God-given talents of dealing with people and being a great artist, is he worked hard. He worked hard. He made things happen. And you can do that too. You can take your special talents, whatever they are, you can learn skills and add them to your talents and work hard and make something really special that impacts people's lives. I challenge you to do that. Go figure out what you can do to take your business, as my buddy Cliff would say, to the next level. Make it meaningful. Do something special. Be more like Donald Leonetti. On a personal note, let me say that I'm really proud of my extended family. Donald's mom, Roseanne, and his sister, Joanne, his wife, Jennifer, and their kids, Matthew and Lauren, and Aunt Candy and Uncle Damon, and just the whole extended family. I'm just so sorry for your loss, but I just am just so pleased at the strength that you've shown, the faith that you've shown through this. And I know Donald is smiling. He probably rather still be here, but I know he's smiling on you and the family and the way you've come together through this. It's what family's all about. And we love you.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then,
go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved. once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me. In 2007, when I was trying to get started, there were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet, and I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.